The Affordable Care Act has moved center stage in some political campaigns, including in the presidential race. The government announced this week that across the country, premiums are expected to rise by around 25% for plans on the federal exchanges. The percentage is lower in Wisconsin. WUWM's Latoya Dennis brings us the story on how so-called Obamacare is faring here in the Badger State.
The Affordable Care Act took effect in 2010. The goal was to ensure that all Americans had access to health care. Robert Craig says it's now time to focus on improving the law. Craig is executive director of the advocacy group Citizen Action Wisconsin. It supports the program.
The Affordable Care Act's major emphasis was on coverage, which is really important, but did a lot less around cost. We don't think the Affordable Care Act in any way is causing premiums to increase. We had hyperinflation that was even greater, that was double the rate before the passage of the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin.
Currently in Wisconsin, around 224,000 people are participating in the exchange, and premiums here are expected to increase by about 16%.
Most of the people who purchase insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace will not themselves be paying those increases.
That's Donna Friedsom of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute.
The increases will be offset by the federal financial assistance that's provided through Obamacare.
Friedsom says insurers are drastically increasing the sticker price for health care through the exchanges as a way to fill the gap left by the federal government ending its reinsurance program. It gave money to insurers taking part in the marketplace to cover high-cost patients.
And so the insurance companies are having to build into their premiums the potential that they're going to have to handle on their own any unexpected, very large events that happen in among their customers.
When it comes to the number of insurers participating in Wisconsin's federally run exchange, Friedsom says the state is leading the pack. She says the reason people here have more options is because the state does not depend solely on large, nationally known insurers.
And what we have in Wisconsin is a very large number of what's called domestic insurance carriers or even provider-owned insurance carriers. So the hospitals and health delivery systems that deliver our health care have developed their own insurance companies as a counterpart business.
Still, Friedsom says work remains. She'd like to educate the 111,000 state residents buying insurance directly from a broker.
We're seeing data now that about 51,000 people in Wisconsin who purchased those individual plans off exchange, not through the marketplace, are probably eligible for federal financial assistance, and they're not getting it. What that means is they're paying too much for their health insurance.
Opponents of the Affordable Care Act argue the plans are too expensive and that the law, along with its subsidies, cost taxpayers too much. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker refused to create a state exchange, insisting the program would eventually collapse. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.
Tuesday, November 1st will mark the start of open enrollment for people interested in signing up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act. They have until December 15th to sign up for coverage that would begin in January.